Welcome to the mountain. Hey friends, it's Brett, your host and trail guide, here to inspire you to connect with nature for mindfulness, well-being, and personal transformation, naturally. It's been a while. Can you believe we're in a new year already? How are your New Year's goals and resolutions holding up here at towards the end of January? No cause for guilt or shame. No need to feel bad. On the journey toward wholeness, every day is day one, a fresh start. Every day offers an opportunity to learn and grow and begin again. Abraham Maslow, you know, the hierarchy of needs guy, observed, "What one can be, one must be." I love that. What one can be, one must be. You and I were created for a purpose, and deep within each of us is the desire to grow and fulfill that purpose. We become restless, or sometimes something even worse, when that purpose is ignored or stuffed down. This is the root of unhappiness and all sorts of sorrows, struggles, pain, and addictions. As we step into the new year, we have yet another opportunity to be grateful for the chance to align with nature and to grow. To grow and purposefully evolve into the person you know you were meant to be, and to live the life you were meant to live. To connect with nature for mindfulness, for well-being, and for personal growth. That is what Mountain Zen Den is all about. Why nature? Because the history of humankind is inseparably intertwined with the natural world. As Eric Stensland says, in the movement and stirrings of the seasons, in the silence and stillness found in nature, we are invited into an inward journey where, if we listen, we can hear the gentle whisper calling us to reunite with our deepest selves, that part of us that we have inadvertently lost along the way. That voice ultimately shows the way to the weary wanderer. Why inward journey? Because, as Rick Rubin reminds us, our inner world is every bit as interesting, beautiful, and inspiring as nature itself. It is, after all, born of nature. Now, probably like me, you've felt the change and downward pull of the world over the past few years. If you can relate, I've got some good news. My good friend Eric Stensland and I have collaborated in creating a 30-day nature reset for well-being. This 30-day nature reset offers beautiful and inspiring videos of meditative reflections on nature and the inward journey. Each of these 2 to 5 minute nature videos features chapters from Eric's award-winning book, now an audiobook as well, Whispers in the Wilderness. They've been designed to help keep you on track with your New Year's goals and resolutions. They will guide you on your inward journey through deep and contemplative reflections on nature through the spoken word, accompanied by thoughtful music and the rich sounds of the natural world. Eric is one of the most gifted and accomplished nature photographers in the world. His books and stunning mountain and desert images are breathtaking, reaching deep into the heart and paralleling the human soul, tying nature in with our humanity. They've won several national awards, including Best Travel Book of the Year, Best Nature and Environment Book of the Year, and Best Inspirational Book of the Year. He has spent nearly 20 years celebrating the beauty of the natural world through photography and encouraging all of us to listen to the whisper within that calls us to a deeper life. Along with his Images of the Desert Gallery in New Mexico, he owns Images of Rocky Mountain National Park, based right here in Estes Park, Colorado, at the edge of Rocky Mountain National Park. If you ever visit, you got to check it out. It is just stunning, an unforgettable experience. Now, Eric has become a very dear friend and is one of the kindest, most humble, and thoughtful people on the planet. And now, I am proud to be introducing him to you. Together, we hope you decide to join the movement, connecting with nature for mindfulness, well-being, and personal transformation. If you're listening on the podcast and would like to watch the YouTube video as well, you can go to the show notes and open the podcast link on the Mountain Zen Den website. There, you can watch the video in the show notes or on YouTube. Today, we begin with day one, introduction. So now I invite you to just sit back, take a deep breath, soften your forehead, smile, and enjoy. Introduction. The history of humankind is inseparably intertwined with the natural world. Until the Industrial Revolution, our lives were deeply influenced by our relationship to the earth. We lived by its seasons. We gathered our food from its fields and forests. We collected our water from the running streams and rivers, and we lay down to sleep beneath the starry sky. We weren't always in such a hurry. We were able to sit and listen to the sound of the wind, watch the flight of a hawk, or witness a mother deer care for her young. We knew the world in a deep and intimate way, recognizing our dependence upon it and seeing ourselves in relation to it. These days, the natural world is something foreign. We've built a human society that is almost completely separate from nature, an artificial world designed to insulate and protect us from it. We've created our own isolated sphere of hurry and stress. One of the paradoxical and yet deeply connected results of that separation is that we've also become increasingly disconnected from our own inner lives. We are too busy and outwardly focused to recognize what is happening deep within. Through these pages, I'd like to rekindle something of that contemplative connection with the earth and with our inner selves. In my previous writings, I focused on the factual components of the natural world, trying to bring a greater understanding of this domain from which we are so separated. In this book, I take a much more reflective approach. Here, my aim is not to explain nature, but to explore our inner lives through the window of the natural world. As I do this, I want to be clear that I believe mountains, trees, elk, and pika do not exist for our benefit. They exist in their own right and aren't here for the purpose of giving us moral lessons. Yet there is so much we can learn from them. I believe nature can serve as a mirror, enabling us to see ourselves and our situations with greater clarity. Most of this book was first written on a trail somewhere in Rocky Mountain National Park, as I hiked to or from a photography location. Many of the longer hikes give me a chance to reflect on life and what is happening deep inside of me. These thoughts became the foundation of this book, and I think you will find in the quietness that your inner life isn't all that different from my own. Within each of us are depths we rarely explore. We tend to stay where it seems safe, on the shallow edges. My heartfelt hope is that this book will encourage you to fearlessly head out into the deep water, for there you will find riches of which few are even aware. Out there, beyond our comfort zone, awaits a life of deep peace, security, and greater joy than many of us know is possible. This book is meant to be read in small bites that are savored and slowly digested, as each page stands on its own. I'd recommend that you read no more than a page or two a day. If you sit down and read it quickly, you will miss most of what I'm trying to communicate. My hope is that you will take the time to plunge beneath my words and images to reflect on the words spoken in your own inner being. For those words are vastly more important than the ones I have written. Just to stay in this place for another moment or two. I hope you enjoyed this nature reflection as much as I did, and I hope you're inspired to commit to doing this 30-day nature reset. If you do, we will see you back here for day 2, Wild Embrace. Thank you so much for being here, my friend, and remember, life is a gift, nature's a gift, and you are a gift back to the world.